You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I hope you all are having a great start to your Tuesday, whether you are just getting up or on your way to work or already at work, like I said. Hope you all are having a good start to your day. We got a lot to get into this morning, and we are going to start with the Atlanta Falcons because we have a couple of things to get into. One, I want to quickly rehash, take a few minutes to rehash, because the Falcons did make it official, and what I'm talking about is the signing of their undrafted free agent, did come out that official list out as well yesterday. And again, if you haven't heard who all they have signed, I'll quickly go through the list. Defensive lineman Simon Barrow, he is a 6'1", 283-pound defensive lineman from Miami. Actually, a hometown kid as well from Grovetown, Georgia. Cornerback Kobe Bryant, which a lot of us, myself included, are very high on. A guy who really has a chance, I believe. And we'll talk a little bit more about him and another guy here in a couple of minutes. But a guy in Kobe Bryant who had good draft grades, like third, fourth round draft grades. The Falcons are able to get him, 6 foot corner, 180 pounds, out of Evergreen, Alabama. And he was a really good corner for that Kansas Jayhawks team that, you know, was kind of reinvigorated and, you know, better than, you know, most Kansas teams in the past, if you remember. So he seems like a guy that could end up making this close. Maybe end up adding a little bit of competition to that cornerback room, and there's already a lot of competition corner, especially when you talk about at nickel, when you talk about Billy Bowman Jr. and D. Alford and Clark Phillips. So and you maybe add him to that mix, and we got lots of competition at defensive back, so guys are going to have to bring their A game. Falcons also signed Nathan Carter out of offensive lineman out of Oregon State, Joshua Gray, inside linebacker out of North Dakota State, Nick Cubitt. Cornerback out of Oregon, Dante Manning. Wide receiver out of San Jose State, another guy. A lot of people are high. Another guy who had some, you know, third round, fourth round grades. Some had this guy graded as the second best wide receiver in this draft. No lie. Some people had him graded as the second best wide receiver in this draft. He's from Irvine, California. 6'3", 195 pounds. He could be, he kind of reminds me of like a little bit of a speedier Drake London, honestly. He kind of reminds me of that. Gives me those vibes a little bit. But this is another guy who could, I don't know if he'll challenge Kadarius Hodge, but I think that maybe that argument can be made. Obviously, Drake London stamped. I think at this point, Darnell Mooney is stamped too. And Kadarius Hodge has been really good, and we know he already has that chemistry with Michael Penix. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if he'll necessarily challenge Kadarius Hodge, Nick Nash will, but he could come in, and if he lights it up, he could definitely make this roster. So as far as challenging for a big, big role on this team, at least to start out, I'm not sure about, but I definitely think Nick Nash is the guy who could absolutely make this roster. When you talk about a team that isn't super deep with wide receivers, again, you know, we know we got Drake London. We know we got Darnell Mooney. We know we have Kadarius Hodge. But after that, it's not a whole lot of other guys that come to mind when you talk about this wide receiver room. So I think there's definitely room for Nick Nash here. So we'll see what ends up happening there. And obviously, you know, you got Kyle Pitts, but he's specifically obviously a tight end, so he's not going to take up a wide receiver spot. So there could definitely be a spot for Nick Nash. Speaking of tight ends, they also signed tight end Joshua Simon out of South Carolina, Quincy Skinner Jr., the wide receiver, another wide receiver out of Vandy, inside linebacker Malik Verdon out of Iowa State, Cyclone, shout out to the Fighting Dave Archers out there. And last but not least, they signed a Georgia Tech boy out of Gainesville, Georgia, Jordan Williams, the 6'6", 315-pound offensive tackle. So they did get a Georgia Tech guy, so they got a Georgia boy, obviously, and Jalen Walker with their 15th overall pick, but they also signed a Georgia Tech player as well as an undrafted free agent. So got a Georgia and a Georgia Tech player this go-around when you talk about the draft and undrafted free agents. So look, like I said, I think Kobe Bryant and Nick Nash, honestly, I would be more surprised if they don't make the roster. I'd be more surprised if those two guys in particular, Kobe Bryant and Nick Nash, I'd be more surprised if they don't make the roster than if they do. I think those are two guys that, again, for whatever reason fell, but are two guys that had high draft grades and, to me, could end up being steals when you talk about undrafted free agents and what went down and who got drafted and who didn't. I mean, there are other people. And it's not just me saying this. I'm not just out here bloviating. There are other guys that believe, at least as far as Kobe Bryant goes, I haven't necessarily seen this for a Nick Nash, but I have seen where people think Kobe Bryant could be the steal of the draft going as an undrafted free agent. And he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. I don't know if you've seen what he's posted on his Instagram story, but he is ready to go. Those IG story messages have definitely hit the surface of Twitter. So if you haven't seen it, you definitely want to go look at it. One of the things he posted, he said, "Crazy if you think 26 corners better than me." Three heartbroken emojis. He said, "Wow, bro, and I know I worked my ass off," with two of the 100 emojis. So he's ready. And he also put on there, "Ish got me thinking." He didn't say ish, but for radio purposes. "Ish got me breaking in tears right now. Can't believe this, dog. No way, man." And three heartbroken emojis. So, look, he definitely thought he was getting drafted. A lot of people thought he was getting drafted. Nobody really thought he was going to fall to an undrafted free agent on a thing. I think that was a surprise to a lot of people. And that's why some people, again, are saying that he could be the steal of the draft. So, we'll see. But he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. Very talented. And, again, could end up providing some competition in this cornerback room that is already going to have a lot of competition in it. So I am very, very excited about, we heard Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot talk about how they're going to be aggressive in the eighth round of the draft, meaning signing undrafted free agents. And they got a couple of big ones when you talk about bringing in Kobe Bryant and bringing in Nick Nash. So very pleased about what the Falcons have done, not only in the draft with their draft picks, but like they said, in that eighth round, being aggressive and getting a couple of big names when you talk about Kobe Bryant and Nick Nash. So I am very excited to see what those guys do. And like I said, I'll be more surprised if they didn't make the roster, talking about Kobe Bryant and Nick Nash. And hopefully some of these other guys stick as well. It'll be great to see Jordan Williams, the Georgia Tech kid and the hometown kid, make the roster. And speaking of hometown kids, Simon Barrow, it'd be nice to see him make the roster as well out of Grovetown. So we'll see what happens. But I know we talked a little bit about the undrafted free agents yesterday, but I also wanted to bring them up today just because the Falcons did make all those signings official. When we talked about it yesterday, they weren't quite official yet, but official now, and definitely welcoming those guys to the team and wishing the best for all of the undrafted free agent signings the Falcons have made. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning, talking about what the Falcons have done so far in the draft, and now in the eighth round, as Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris call it, the eighth round of the draft, getting some very good undrafted free agents, Kobe Bryant and Nick Nash included. But I want to move on to a different Falcons topic, and it is about one Kirk Cousins, because Ian Rappaport, he went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he has been saying what I got to give credit to Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson on the morning shift, and also, you know, Ian Rappaport said yesterday what the morning shift has been saying from the beginning and what Terry Fontenot and the Falcons have been saying from the beginning. So basically, to sum it up, he said, it seems like there is a really good chance that Kirk Cousins could end up being the Falcons' backup quarterback. I'll give you the exact quote here in a minute. He says, "The more this goes, I kind of think he's going to be the Falcons' backup, which, like, there's no source in that because the Falcons have told us this from the beginning. It's just that kind of we didn't believe them." So, the Falcons are standing on business. And the fact, you know, it was up to y'all whether or not y'all wanted to believe the Falcons were standing on business when it comes to Kirk Cousins. So I think now it's starting to get in people's heads that, oh, they were for real. Kirk Cousins could really be their backup? You mean they're really not pressed to trade him? Oh, okay, they're serious. I mean, nobody wanted to believe Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris at the end of the year press conferences when they were like, yeah, we're comfortable with him as the backup quarterback. And everybody was like, nah, they're just saying that for trade leverage. I was even one of those guys. I'll admit it. But then there have just been signs that they actually meant it. The biggest sign yet, and the latest sign being that Kirk Cousins showed up to voluntary offseason workouts, and there was no issue. There was no problem. And if you haven't heard Mike Johnson talk about this on the morning shift, I definitely urge you to go listen to them. They come up at 6 a.m. right after me. Mike Johnson, playing in the NFL, was an offensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons, and he talked about when this whole Kirk Cousins situation first happened. He talked about how Kirk Cousins is not going to be a distraction in this locker room. Guys in the locker room understand Kirk Cousins' situation, and they don't hold what happened to Kirk Cousins against him. And there's no ill will towards any of these guys, for any of these guys toward Kirk Cousins. They actually probably agree more with Kirk Cousins than they do with the front office. And that's what Mike Johnson was saying. That was his sentiment. And as a player, I tend to believe him more than what anybody else says. So, look, I think it's now becoming real for these insiders like Ian Rapoport and Adam Schefter that the Falcons, yeah, they could end up keeping Kirk Cousins as a backup. And like I told you before, if nobody is willing to meet the Atlanta Falcons' price, he is going to be their backup quarterback. Point blank, period. The Falcons have a price. Now, I don't know if it's, you know, getting a team to pay $20 million of the $45 million Kirk Cousins has left in guarantees like it's been reported. But whatever their price is, they're not going to budge off of it because they know they have all the leverage. If a team is desperate enough to go get Kirk Cousins, pay our price. And if not, Kirk Cousins will be our backup quarterback, and guess what? He'll be the best backup quarterback in the league, and the Falcons will feel good about the quarterback position. That's what it comes down to. That's the reality of the situation at this point when it comes to Kirk Cousins. So I'm cool. I'm here for it. I'm here with it. And we move forward. Period. So feeling good about what the Falcons have going on right now between the draft and, honestly, their quarterback situation. I wouldn't mind Kirk Cousins being the backup here. And I know a lot of you are like, hey, for what he did, make him sit the whole year behind Michael Penix Jr. It is what it is. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, we will talk about the Atlanta Braves. It looked a little sketchy at the start. But Bryce Elder and the Braves bats locked in, and they got back in the win column against a Colorado Rockies team that they should sweep. And they took the first step towards that yesterday. We'll talk about it on the other side here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yo, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym, ready to get that pump in, or maybe getting that pump in right now. Go ahead, get it in. Put in that work, baby. Appreciate y'all tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to my show and the entire radio station wherever, whenever. And for my show specifically, if you're not usually an early riser, guess what? That's okay. You can still listen to my show whenever you want. All you got to do is download that free Odyssey app. Put it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Once you got it there, all you got to do is then search 92.9 The Game, find the radio station. Once you do, find my show, The Hometown Take, follow my show. You can do that by clicking the three dots in the top right corner, and it'll give you a prompt to follow. You click on that, and then you'll be able to go back and listen to my show at 7 a.m. when you're getting up and getting ready for work, or 8 a.m. once you're on your way to work, or 10 a.m. once you get settled in at work, or maybe even 5 p.m. when you're on your way home from work. Whenever you want it to be, you can listen to my show in its entirety. You can also go back and listen to your favorite segments, your favorite interviews of all the great shows here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And you can also listen to all the shows in their entirety. All that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right. We have to talk about the Atlanta Braves because they got themselves another win, baby. As they should have. And it didn't look promising in the beginning. It was looking a little sketchy in the beginning, but the Braves do take care of business as they should have against the Colorado Rockies with a nice 6-3 victory over the Rockies in Coors Field last night. And I say things got sketchy because Bryce Elder in the first inning gives up a 3-run home run, puts the Braves down 3-0 right off the top. But Bryce Elder, after that, really locked in. Bryce Elder, final stat line for Elder, 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, but all of them only off that 1 3-run homer. So the 3-run homer for Bryce Elder was really his only mistake, and after that, like I said, he really locked in. So 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and like I said, gave up the 3-run homer. That was all the runs there. But for Bryce Elder, that was, again, the type of start you need from Bryce Elder. If you can get a start like that from Bryce Elder every time out, and then maybe you get good Bryce like we got his start before this last start. If you can get something like that from Bryce Elder, you feel good about what this Atlanta Braves team can be, and you feel good about where this team will be as far as the rotation goes and this team being able to rattle off wins. Because if you can get this Bryce Elder where he is just quality, because last night what he gave you was literally the textbook definition of a quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs. 3 runs or less. That's a quality start. Six innings pitch and giving up 3 runs or less. So if he can continuously and consistently give you a quality start, Bryce Elder, you feel very, very good about what this Braves pitching rotation can end up being, especially when Spencer Strider hopefully comes back and stays for good. And hopefully Chris Sale, after his last start where he had his best start of the year, hopefully that means he's rounding into midseason form. And when you talk about Chris Sale going good, Spencer Strider coming back, hopefully Spencer Schwellenbach can, you know, lock in. Obviously, he struggled a little bit. And hopefully, you know, all those guys can just continue to just be quality. I mean, if the bats continue to perform at the level that they have performed at over these last 10, 11 games, you just need quality. You see, the Braves gave them 6 runs last night. So the run support is there. You just got to, what it's seeming like right now for this Braves team, you just have to do what you have to do to keep them in the game. Keep it close for these Braves bats, and they're going to find a way to get the job done. Because they came back, they were down 3-0 right off the bat and came right back. So hopefully, again, when you talk about Bryce Elder and the rest of this Braves pitching staff, they don't have to be anything crazy. They just got to be quality. Bullpen was obviously good. Bullpen was actually lights out last night. We got to give it up for the bullpen. Daysbell Hernandez did get in a little bit of trouble, but he was able to pitch around it. Pierce Johnson, perfect in his inning of work with a strikeout. Like I said, Daysbell Hernandez did get in a little bit of trouble, gave up a hit and a walk, but was able to pitch around it, got a strikeout, flyout, big flyout at the end of that inning as well. And then Raisel Iglesias did give up a hit, but also got a strikeout and did what he had to do to get his 5th save of the year. And speaking of the bats, we got to talk about the bats because Alex Verdugo, stay hot, baby. 2-for-4 last night. RBI single for Verdugo. Austin Riley got another hit as well. Marcell Ozuna, RBI single for him as well. It might have been RBI double. I don't have it right in front of me. But Matt Olson, good to see him get a hit too and a walk. Ozzie Albies got a nice little bloop hit. Maybe that'll get him going. Sean Murphy, 2-for-5, RBI for him last night as well. Michael Harris, Money Mike with the big hit last night with the 2-run RBI double for him that gave gave the Braves the lead. And Eli White continuing. Eli White is scorching hot right now. And I know at some point he'll come back down to earth a little bit, but, man, I am loving this hot Eli White that we got right now because he is swinging it and he is swinging the bat well. And he is, I mean, he is out of this world right now as far as what the Braves need in that outfield until Ronald Acuña Jr. comes back. And Nick Allen had a nice game, too. He goes 3-for-4. He had an RBI last night, too. So, I mean, it's all throughout the lineup. You talk about seeing guys get hits, guys get big hits. It's not just the top of the order. And that's when this Braves lineup is so dangerous. You remember back in 2023 at the beginning of the year, I mean, the 2023 over the whole entire season, it was that whole lineup that was productive. Orlando Arcia was productive at the bottom of the order. Michael Harris, remember, he was hitting 9th, I believe, that year. He was productive at the bottom of the order. And then you had your big boppas and Ronald Acuña Jr. and Sean Murphy and Austin Riley and Ozzie. You had all those guys doing it big as well. And again, I'm not ready to say, obviously, this ain't the 2023 offense. I ain't ready to say all that. But it has some 2023 offense in it, this offense does. At least right now when you talk about guys hitting from top to bottom. I mean, everybody had a hit last night. Everybody at least had one hit last night. So that was good to see for the Braves. Did go 5-for-15 with runners in scoring position. And you got a couple of two-out RBIs too, which was nice to see. Sean Murphy, Nick Allen, Michael Harris the second. His big two-run RBI double was with two outs. So, again, just good to see the Braves back scoring runs. And, again, this is a Colorado Rockies team that you should absolutely sweep. Again, winning the series is the most important thing at the end of the day, but this is one of those series where it's like, yeah, you should definitely win the series, but you should also more than likely sweep these guys. The The Colorado Rockies are bad, y'all. They are bad. They're now 4-24, have lost 7 games in a row, and only 2 of their starters have wins this year. And I know that's not completely on the starters, but only 2 of the starters have wins this year. They're like, team RA is like almost 7. Their team ERA is almost 7. And so that's absolutely crazy. But again, for the Braves, you got to take advantage of these games. You did nice work getting a win against in that Diamondback series and putting yourself in a good position to kind of go on a run here. And so you need to take advantage of that and keep your foot on the Rockies' necks for these next 2 games and go ahead and take care of business and get this sweep. We don't know who's going to be the starter for the Braves tonight yet. They have not announced who the starter is going to be. But for the Rockies, I can tell you that their starter is going to be Herman Marquez. So far this season, he is 0-4 with a 9.30 ERA. So, yeah, I don't necessarily care who's starting for the Braves. Stay hot, Braves bats. This is literally the perfect opportunity for the Braves bats that are hot, Eli White, Nick Allen, Austin Riley, Michael Harris. This is the perfect opportunity for the Braves bats that are hot to stay hot, and the Braves bats that aren't hot, like a Ozzie Albies, maybe if you want to throw a Matt Olson in there. This is the perfect opportunity for the Braves bats that aren't hot to get hot, and the Braves bats that are hot to stay hot. And that's what I expect against the Rockies in this series. So just keep building up momentum, keep stacking wins, and hey, you get these next 2 wins against the Rockies, guess what? Braves are back at 500. And that's the first milestone, big milestone we'll talk about as we talk about this Braves team and trying to get back to a good place when you talk about recovering from their 0-7 start. So take care of business. Sweep the Rockies. They'll be back at 500 and feeling good going into your next series. So first pitch for the Braves set for 8:40 tonight, and hopefully they can get themselves another win. It feels like they both definitely should. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got some NFL headlines to get into. One GM is tired of some radio hosts out there in Buffalo. We'll talk about it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
See ya.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Lewis liked it.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work or already at work. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. Shout out to my girl Noelle White holding it down behind the glass, doing a great job as always. And we will get into some NFL headlines shortly. But first, I do want to get into the NBA playoffs because another series was won last night. There was another sweep, and this was the one series that I had a feeling probably wasn't going to be all that close, and it absolutely wasn't. And last night's game between the Miami Heat and the Cleveland Cavaliers was kind of the story of the series. It just, the Heat, the Heat looked even worse than they had in previous games, and they hadn't looked great in previous games either. But in some of those games, the Heat had some moments to where maybe they challenged the Cleveland Cavaliers a little bit. But last night, I mean, it wasn't even close last night. I mean, last night was an absolute obliteration, absolute domination by the Cleveland Cavaliers. 138-83, they beat the Miami Heat. And again, just really this was a series of absolute dominance, lopsided series. And when you look at the numbers of this series, or really first to look at this game, Cleveland had a 33-5 run in this game. First of all, having a 33-5 run is crazy. They had a 33-5 run in a playoff game to blow open. That 33-5 run was in game three. So 33-5 run early to blow up in game three. They led 43-14, late in the first quarter. And, I mean, just again, just not even close. Straight wire-to-wire victories. They had in this game, they had a 39-point lead, 72-33 at the half. Third largest lead after two quarters in NBA playoff history. The only halftime lead bigger than that was Cleveland beating Boston by 41 back in 2017, and Detroit beating Washington by 40 back in 1987. So, I mean, this was just a straight-up dominant series. And really, like I said, the Heat had moments where they challenged Cleveland in this series, but this series was not close at all when push came to shove. 138-83 was the final score last night in game four. Game three before that, 124-87. If you go back before that, it was 121-112. And then in game one might have been the closest game. No, actually it wasn't. 120. Game two was the closest game. Game one was 121-100. So again, there were moments by the Heat, but at the end of the day, the Cavaliers did what they were supposed to do against a you know, not so good Miami Heat team, and they dominated. So you got to give respect to Cleveland there, taking care of business. The one seed, now they'll get some much needed rest for them and some good rest. And we'll see who they end up taking on in the second round of the NBA playoffs. But, man, just not even close. And that has really been the only disappointing series. And I didn't necessarily – you know what? Disappointing is not the right word, because I didn't expect that series to be anything. I honestly expected this more than anything coming out of the Miami and Cleveland series, because Miami just had no firepower for – Cleveland, none whatsoever. They had no horses to keep up with Cleveland. Andrew Wiggins is cool, you know. But Tyler Hero, cool. Bam, cool, but Bam's not keeping up with Jared Allen or Evan Mobley. Tyler Hero's not keeping up with Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland, for that matter. Andrew Wiggins isn't keeping up with any of these other guys on Cleveland. So, again, I expected what we saw. I didn't expect quite the beatdown that it was. I thought the Heat maybe would fight a little bit more. I thought we would have more games closer to the game two score, again, 121-112. But, hey, it is what it is. So, the Cleveland Cavaliers moving on to round two after a sweep of the Miami Heat, an easy sweep of the Miami Heat. And, again, this was, to me, the only real lopsided series. I know Oklahoma City Thunder swept the Grizzlies, but a couple of those games were at least close. Like, the last couple games of those series were close. And even though some people might have been like, yeah, all right, the job, when he said he had them figured out, I mean, the numbers don't necessarily lie. Now, I'm not saying that the Grizzlies were going to beat OKC, but I think that if Ja doesn't get hurt at the end of that series, I think that series would have been a lot closer. And I don't think Memphis gets swept. Because in game three, I don't think they lose game three if Ja doesn't get hurt. I think the Grizzlies win game three if Ja doesn't get hurt. And they nearly won game two without Ja. So that series could be tied up heading back to OKC if Ja doesn't get hurt. I don't think Ja is lying about that at all. So that was, to me, still a good series. Even though it ended in a sweep, they provided good games. So that's why I'm not upset about the OKC-Memphis series at all. And then as far as these other series have been really good. Now, it was a shame in the Milwaukee-Indiana series that Dame got hurt. Obviously, they fear he tore his Achilles, and you know, that's obviously upsetting. And you never want to see that happen, especially to a player of Damian Lillard's caliber. You never want to see it happen to any player, but you don't want to see it happen to one of the NBA's best players in Damian Lillard. So that, unfortunately, that series is over. Indiana's up 3-1. They're going to move on in that series. Milwaukee, they maybe can get it to game six with Giannis, but if those other guys show up. But that series, to me, is over. They're back in Indiana tonight as well, too. That series, to me, is over. Pistons-Knicks. I think that's, another series that's over. I think the Pistons can force a game six. They're rough. They're tough. There's some young kids. They're going to keep fighting. But that series is over. Magic-Celtics over. But, when you talk about Pistons-Knicks, when you talk about Magic-Celtic, those have been some games where they have been entertaining games. Again, these two teams are set up to win in five. However, all these games between the Pistons and Knicks and the Magic and Celtics have pretty much been entertaining. There was one blowout game between the Magic and Celtics, but other than that, all these games have been entertaining. Paolo Banchero has been giving the Celtics everything that they can handle. Cade Cunningham and the Pistons have been giving everything Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, and the New York Knicks can handle. So I've been very impressed with those two young teams that, you know, still need to continue to build the roster around their young stars, but they are definitely headed in the right direction. So I've been impressed, because I didn't even think, honestly, that Magic-Celtics series was going to be as close as it has been and as competitive as it have been. The Magic have really surprised me. Like, I knew they were defensive, but I didn't think their defense, one, was going to be enough to hold the Celtics and keep it and keep games as close as they have kept it. And I didn't think offensively they have enough, which, again, that still proves to be true, but they've kept games a lot closer and a lot more competitive than I thought they would. And same for Pistons-Knicks. I just didn't think the Pistons had enough firepower, which, again, turns out to be true. And I'm going to give the Pistons a little credit, too. If you saw Game 4 and how Game 4 ended, and if you saw that the pool reporter asked the ref after the game if a foul should have been called, and he admitted that a foul should have been called. Who knows if Tim Hardaway Jr. makes those free throws? Who knows if the Pistons end up winning that game? But there's a good chance the Pistons probably win that game if the foul is called. And the referee admitted that the foul should have been called. So, if we're looking at this series honestly, Pistons might have this thing tied up 2-2. So, can't necessarily count the Pistons out there. But, again, with the Knicks having the momentum now and winning a game like that, you feel like that series probably over. Pistons still might get it to 6. We'll see. But you feel like that series is over. And like I said, Magic Celtics, Magic don't have enough firepower. They're not good enough offensively. They're not consistent enough offensively. They go in these bad scoring droughts that kill them against a team like the Celtics that can get hot at any minute and go on a 9-0 run in the blink of an eye. But they have kept, with their defense and Paolo Banchero stepping up, Franz Wagner stepping up, they have kept this series a lot more competitive than I thought they would. And also, series going on tonight, the best series in this first round. Nuggets and Clippers has been cinema. Cinema! I have absolutely loved every single second of this series. Every game has been close. Every game has had a crazy wild ending. And you talk about last game's finish where Jokic throws up a desperation three. Jokic is so good, he even puts up good air balls where it looks like it could have been a pass to Aaron Gordon. Yeah, but Aaron Gordon is right there, and he catches it and slams it home right on time, just before time expired, to give the Nuggets the win, give them home court advantage. And so, man, it's been a heck of a series between the Clippers and Nuggets. All those games have been, cannot miss. Lakers and Timberwolves, even though that series might be over now, we'll see what Luke and LeBron have to say about it, but that series feel like it's over. It just feels like Luka is not good enough on defense, and we know he's a major defensive liability. We knew that coming into the game, but we knew that coming into the series, but you would hope he'd be a little bit better and wouldn't get exposed as quite as much as he is. But the Timberwolves are doing a good job of exposing him. And look, LeBron, just, he's a step slower on defense. And so, if he gets put on a guy like Anthony Edwards, he has moments where he can get those blocks and he can get those steals using, the athleticism that he still does have and using his intelligence. But there are times where he's getting beat on defense too, just because he's older, man. He's not the same LeBron that he once was. He is a step slower compared to the speed and the quickness and the first step of Anthony Edwards. So when he does get switched on him, there is a little bit of a mismatch there. It is what it is. So all these series, again, besides Heat and Cavs, which is now over, have been really, really good. So I just had to veg out about the NBA. I know we're gonna talk some NFL, but I had to veg out about the NBA because this first round playoff series has been good. You want some quick NFL headlines? Deontay Johnson signed a one-year deal with the Browns. Brandon Bean, the Bills GM, he was not very happy about questions and kind of the pestering some local radio hosts gave him. And the Browns are not going to exercise Kenny Pickett's fifth-year option. So there you have it. All right, that is my time here on the Hometown Take here on a Tuesday morning. Coming up, the morning shift with Bo Squidbilly Morgan, Allie Mack, and Mike Johnson coming up next on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift. I'll be back to talk to y'all on a happy get over to hump day Wednesday and a West Georgia Wednesday tomorrow. But until then, the morning shift coming up next. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.